Father, we thank you tonight that your presence is in our midst, and that the Holy Spirit is before us, beside us, and within us, that we can communicate properly with you. We know these times, we have seen things that we have never seen before, but yet we have abided in you and you've kept us. And so tonight we have stood in your word, for we know we have an assignment from you. And we thank you that we can carry that assignment out, that every person have ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts to understand. We bless all the people here and around the world who's tuned in for this prosperity revival. Thank you. May you get your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I usually prophesy before you sit down. I mean, it's been just the Lord just said that and he started talking. I want you to write in your notes, prosperity demonstrations, plural, cometh to me now. Get ready to start tonight. I want you to expect the rest of your life, every day, a prosperity demonstration. Now, demonstration, the action or process of showing the existence or truth of something by giving proof or evidence. So from this night forward, you have proof and evidence, not just words.
Yes, sir.
Proof and evidence of God's goodness in his prosperity. Now, in these words he gives to me, I think the Lord be preaching in the prophecy. So I know you want to try to take notes. I don't know whether to let you sit down. Sit down. I'm great. Sit down. So you might want to take notes on this. Prosperity demonstrations, plural now, cometh to me now. Say it.
Prosperity demonstrations
now. Now, you probably have been getting some demonstration, but you're thinking about size or amount.
Yes, sir.
And you didn't praise him for that.
Come on.
So you slowed the other one up.
Yes, sir. Wow.
Now, what's going to happen to you from night forward, if an unexpected $20 comes to you, that's a prosperity demonstration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And it's getting you ready for the next one.
Yes, sir.
But you got to praise him for the 20.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God opened a door for you, and you don't know how you got in.
Yes, sir.
That's a demonstration.
Yes, sir.
So you've been enjoying some demonstration, but you just haven't praised him enough for them, because they wasn't big enough.
Yes.
You thought.
Yes, right.
All right?
Yes, sir.
And I want you to put in your note, get ready for daily prosperity demonstration.
Right.
And every time you get one, praise him.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Look what the Lord have done for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And don't forsake my prosperity to please those who do not understand. Yield to my prosperity at all times.
Yes, sir.
People don't understand, and sometimes we back off to please them, yet we know prosperity belongs to us.
Yes, sir.
So he said, don't do it. Don't forsake my prosperity. Don't forsake my prosperity to please those who do not understand. There's a whole lot of folk don't understand prosperity. But he says, yield to my prosperity at all times. What did he say?
Yield to my prosperity at all times.
Now listen, I want you to listen real careful. You know, I thought about it before I come out here and tell you that. I always preach an hour. I've been doing that for years. See, I studied on two men who preached an hour all the time, Kenneth Hagin and Fred Price. They would preach that hour. I see men 28 minutes, they're through. I said, let me do a 28 minute, but I just, I've been trained so many years that I preach that hour, and most time at the hour I'm not through.
Yes, sir.
But I see them boys, the boy do 29 minutes. I said, man, look at that. I said, I'm going to try it. I try. I said, shit. Yield of my prosperity at all times, for prosperity, now listen very carefully, is really the manifestation and demonstration of me. That I may place my dominion back into the hands of my men and women in the earth's realm.
Yes,
we can't do it without prosperity.
Yes, sir.
We can't have dominion. The church can't have dominion without prosperity. I don't care how many prayer you pray.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't care how much praise you do. You cannot have dominion without prosperity. Not in this world.
Right.
That I may place my dominion back in the hands of my men and women in the earth's realm through my son who won all divine rights back. Prosperity is a divine right. Remember this, your prosperity is your divine rights from me. What is it?
Prosperity is my divine right.
All right, you're listening.
Yes, sir.
I am calling you to prosperity so that you will be free and set many more free with my gospel.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir.
Yes. What's holding you back from preaching on Monday morning? Tuesday morning.
Yes, sir.
Pastor's working. That ain't right.
Yes, sir.
Pastor don't supposed to be working, but stay there till you get a call. But don't miss the call.
Yes, sir.
See, condition don't have to be right for the call from God. Everything don't have to be in place. When God tell you do something, don't wait till everything get in place and don't start counting and adding up. No, move. I did it.
Yes.
Move when he talk.
Yes, sir.
Move. If you're broke, move.
Yes, sir.
Yes. He know how to take care of you.
Yes, sir.
You listening?
Yes.
All right, now listen. The system has built a wall of prosperity unconsciousness in the people of God who really love God.
Yes, sir.
They really love God, but they're unconscious of prosperity because the system have told the church she should walk in prosperity, just praise God.
Right. Yes, sir.
And they build a wall of unconsciousness in the people of God who really love God.
Yes, sir.
I got a lot of people who love God have no prosperity.
Right, yes,
they won't see it unless they hear it. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Unconsciousness. But have never experienced how much God wants to bestow his love of prosperity on them. Prosperity is love from God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It is God saying, I'm going to take care of you overboard.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
I love this. Prosperity is God showing his love to me.
Yeah.
You wrote that down?
Yes,
sir. Keep reading that. Prosperity is a manifestation and demonstration of God's love for me.
Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
He want me to have it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He want me to have peace in my finances.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He want me to be debt free.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Somebody gonna get upset. He want me to dance in money.
Yes, sir.
Somebody will get upset. I know somebody will get upset, but that's all right. That's all right. That's all right. But this is a day, and we are ready for God to have his way on this earth through his church. Listen, I'm closing on that, and then I'll start teaching the message. Prosperity is a voice of the supernatural power of God, speaking that he's the owner of everything.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you that again now. I want you to get that. I want you to get that. That's part of the prophecy. I'm just talking to you while I'm giving it to you.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because I don't have to go by the same flow everybody else going.
Yes, sir.
I talk a little bit, and it's from God, but I talk a little bit and talk about it.
Yes, sir.
So we can understand it. You understand what I'm doing?
Yes.
All right, now. You say, well, I just go ahead on prophesy. No, you do what you do. Let me work with this thing, man.
Yes, sir.
There's a whole lot of things we've never seen before. But the government of the church is about to get stronger. And I'm not talking about governing over you. You part of the government. Are you following what I'm saying? Now listen to the last statement because it's so important. Prosperity is the voice of the supernatural power of God speaking that he is the owner of everything. That's Psalm 24. You know that. All right, let's go to work. I just prelude and told you that. I want you to turn to Hebrews 1:14 because I found a new set of angels in preparing this message. Angels I'd never met before, but I met some new angels. And I've already turned them loose on you. There are angels that brings prosperity demonstration.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
There are prosperity demonstration angels. Yeah. I will introduce to them today.
Yes, sir.
Their assignment is to demonstrate prosperity. The greatest one when that angel demonstrated the Lord Jesus Christ in Mary's womb.
Yes, yes, sir. Wow.
That Jesus is the greatest prosperity anyone ever had.
Yes, sir.
He's prosperity himself.
Yes, sir.
He's Mr. Prosperity.
Yes,
sir. He's major prosperity.
Yes,
I'm talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Never came up on a case that his prosperity couldn't handle.
Yes, sir.
But everybody else was discussing in the 6th chapter of John,
yeah,
the Bible said he already knew what he was going to do.
Yeah.
He already knew what he was going to do to get your prosperity demonstration to you as you yield and get out of the system and let him talk to you and get in the realm of the spirit. He already know how he's going to get you out of debt. He already know how he's going to put you in a plush place to live and walk in prosperity and sleep in prosperity, drive in prosperity. He already know. He know tonight. He know every one of y'all by name. He know exactly what he's going to do for you. All he wants you to know how to yield.
Yeah.
Yield. I heard a word.
Yeah.
When you yield, the enemy can't steal. So we're going to stop him from stealing your prosperity tonight because you're going to leave here as a yielder.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Praise
God.
They have, these demonstrations have already been happening in most of your life.
Yes.
You know, I talked about the $20, $10. Tonight you will be taught how to recognize, sit down, write some notes, recognize, receive, and release larger and larger prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Woo! Come on, somebody help me. Woo! See, when you're going to know how to deal with that, you're going to know how to recognize, receive and release.
Yes, sir.
You're going to say, That's the prosperity demonstration.
Yes, sir.
And that angel gonna hear you. She ready for the next class.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Now, y'all know y'all didn't receive some stuff. Yeah, but you didn't say nothing.
Yeah.
No.
You're right.
All right. Larger and larger prosperity. Demonstration in your life.
Yes, sir.
Larger and larger prosperity demonstration is coming to my life tonight. The rest of my life, I will live in larger and larger prosperity demonstration coming to my life. Anybody get around me, they're going to start getting demonstration. I'm anointed with prosperity demonstration. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Woo, my good. I was thinking today, two of my sons, Dr. Farb for 5 years had a jet. Dr. Dan got a jet now.
Yes,
those are my sons. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
5 years. Because he was taking care of another man's business in another state. And he had that jet and he flew from one state to another to take care of business. He was pastor in two churches.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Just thought I might say that. Y'all take notes. And you are being trained to teach others how to live the prosperous life of God.
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Now we're going to go to a text in Hebrews. Two texts on angels. I loose prosperity demonstrating angels in this meeting all this week by the prompting of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. Are they in here?
Hallelujah.
Hebrews 1:14. Are they not all? Are they not all ministering spirit sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? How many heirs of salvation I got here? Those angels. You never heard them before. But they're here.
Yes, sir.
Angels sent to cause manifestation,
yes, sir,
of prosperity demonstration. I don't know how many are going to leave here with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know how many at your house right now. You understand? I believe spiritual things. Me, I'm not shucking and jiving. I believe what I'm saying.
I believe,
he said they are ministering spirit, sent forth to minister for the heir of salvation. Look in Psalm 91:11. Psalm 91:11.
Yeah.
Well, he shall give his angels.
Yeah.
Charge over thee.
Yes, sir.
To keep thee in all thy ways. Well, prosperity is one of my ways. See, you don't have to try to do it yourself anymore.
Yes, sir.
You yield now because you know that these supernatural beings, I don't know how many thousand or million of them, are loose and never been recognized.
Yes, sir.
And we're recognizing them up in here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Dust is flying over angels' wings. Whoa!
Yeah.
Somebody know we here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Somebody know how to commission us now.
Yes, sir.
Prosperity demonstrating angels, go forth in my life. Cause it to happen.
Yes, sir.
How many liars in here are going to tell me you heard of those angels before?
Yes,
how many liars? How many liars online? Is any liars online so you heard of them?
Come on.
They're being released tonight.
Yes.
Now, the whole body of Christ might not take them, but guess who's going to take them? It's real.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. He told me to release them tonight.
Yes, sir.
prosperity demonstrating angel in this meeting all this week by the prompting of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God. Look in Luke 1:37, if you don't believe me. That's an angel talking. I like how he talk. That's an angel talking. That's from my angel. He was telling Mary. You know, Mary said, Mary asked the question, and how can these things be? And the angel answered. For with God, nothing.
Hallelujah.
Shall be impossible. Somebody need to shout off of that. There are some impossible things about to be made possible in your finances. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. So there's no level on me anymore. I have no marker on me no more. And nobody can measure how far I'm going to go because I'm flowing in the supernatural now. Look at the 38th verse. It's what I need to get to. I need you to get to surrender tonight to this revelation. I need you to get to surrender to something you can't understand. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel said, I got it. You got it, I got it. Sit down and write this down. How these principles I'm going to teach tonight, and I'm not going to make it in no 29 minutes, I can tell you right now, because I feel a receptiveness. I feel somebody ready to flow up in here. And I love it when I get some people ready to flow. Man, you don't have to do nothing but ride the anointing. Somebody ready to flow. Somebody ready to go. Somebody ready to move to a different dimension in life. Somebody want them angels to get to working right now. We introduced a new set of angels tonight. They're everywhere. Make it sweatless. I'm so glad you don't have to live by Saturday no more.
No more.
That Saturday life is so sad. You gotta wait on it every week. Every week you gotta be waiting on that doggone thing. Every week. And you can't look at it no more in a few moments. It disappears as soon as you get it. But those days are over. The glory about to hit this place in the next 20 minutes, you know. I'm not responsible for what happened up in hell tonight. I feel all in my leg. God wanna do something up in here. Man, my goodness. Money cometh, releases flows of prosperity demonstration.
Yes, sir.
And I want you to write this down. I might change my subject. How to live in flowing prosperity.
Yes,
write that down. I'll take two subjects. How to live, it takes two subjects to preach this. I might have a third subject for a night over with. How to live in flowing prosperity.
Yes, sir.
Now let's start, go to work. This is not going to happen, and why it has not been happening is I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and we're going to work there. May the anointing of prosperity demonstration rest upon you tonight heavenly. I didn't say heavy, I said heavenly. An atmosphere must be set with the word of God. An atmosphere. 1 Corinthians 2. See, the atmosphere, that the word of God come first. You got the atmosphere. Oh, my goodness. That atmosphere has to be set by the Spirit. It's not by might, nor by power, but it's by my Spirit. It's your prosperity is reigned by an anointing upon a rhema word.
Yes, sir.
A revelation.
Yes.
Yeah, I know, Lord. The invitation been there. But you can't make invitation without the revelation. And y'all said a lot that time. It's coming out of my spirit. See, the invitation of God's prosperity is to all his children.
Yes, sir.
But the invitation can't go without a revelation. So somebody got to preach to you. Somebody got to preach demonstrated. In a demonstrative anointing that might stir up the gift that's on the inside of you for your prosperity. We're about to drink some new wine tonight.
Yes, sir.
Eat some fresh bread.
Fresh bread.
And dance a fresh dance. Well, you don't think you go dance, you go dance before you leave it tonight. People who never did dance, go dance up here tonight. The Holy Ghost gonna catch their leg. I'm telling you, gonna dance up in here tonight. I just sense something gonna happen up in here tonight. A person who never danced before gonna start jumping and dancing. And the Holy Ghost, my goodness. I can't hardly finish, man. I ain't got to my first point yet. I haven't got to my first point. I'm trying to build a thing up here. I'm trying to yield to the Holy Ghost. Ron, come with money, a roll of money. You already give thousands of dollars already. I love you, man.
I love you, too.
I know you do.
Money coming. Prosperity demonstration.
Yeah, a roll of money. Look at that. Hey, give me $5,000, another bag of money, an envelope full of money. Here's another roll of money. That's why he dressed like he dressed, though.
Yes, sir.
Y'all don't want to laugh. You just want to laugh. It's happening anyway.
Yep. Come on,
Father. May the anointing of prosperity demonstration rest upon you tonight heavenly. Now look at this 1 Corinthians 2. This has to happen. And may the Lord have his way up in here tonight.
Yes, sir.
Verse 1, and I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or wisdom, too much of that. All these proper talkers. Declaring unto you the testimony of God. I didn't call a name, you called a name. For I'm determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. See, this type, oh man, I can't hardly stand it. I feel it coming up on me now. The people of God need this type of preaching.
Yes.
They need preaching that is reaching.
Yes.
Heaven and coming back to earth.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. Notice what he said, verse 3, and I'm all of this. I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in, you see it, demonstration of the Spirit and of power. You see it? That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. We're talking about prosperity demonstration.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You got to have this kind of preaching.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right. Yes, sir.
Holy Ghost preaching.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Preaching where you don't know what's going to happen next. Because
yes,
the preacher don't know what's going to happen next.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it's going to be good.
Yes,
sir. And I'm glad I'm here.
Amen.
Turn to Isaiah 48, 17. God is sending prosperity demonstrations, plural, to his children all the time.
Yes, sir.
Will he find expectation in you?
Yes, sir.
God is sending prosperity demonstration, plural, to his children all the time. Will he find expectation in you? Answer for yourself. Answer for yourself. Look at this text now. Thus said the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord, thy God, which teaches thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way thou shouldest go. Teaches you to profit. The Lord wants you to profit.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, he does.
Now listen to this. Turn to Psalm 118. We'll hit a gusher in a few minutes because I feel it coming on, brother. Y'all done heard enough tonight anyway. Y'all, that's a lot of stuff been said to y'all tonight. Y'all, if y'all paying attention, one sentence was enough for the night. Because it's filled.
Yes, sir.
With a flow of revelation coming out of it. What are them angels? Now you going home with a new insight. You got that in your note?
Yes, sir.
Those kind of angels, you don't believe in those angels, baby. God got a whole category of angels, and he revealed them to you as he desired.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Come on, teach,
Father. See, my assignment called that for him to reveal that to me.
Yes,
right.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
Yes, sir. They
gone, huh? Yes, sir.
Got your name on them.
Yes.
You are at the meeting.
Yes.
When the revelation come out.
Yes, sir.
They're moving right now.
Yes.
Stirring up.
Yes.
Prosperity demonstration.
Yes.
For you.
Yes.
Tell somebody, I'm not a salary person no more. And no telling how far I'm going to go. My prosperity can't be measured no more. Psalm 118, verse 25. Building prosperity expectation without being guilty, knowing that it's a covenant promise and gift. Building prosperity expectation without being guilty.
Yes, sir.
They try to make you guilty when you talk about the goodness of God. They try to make you guilty when they say you won't have supernatural debt cancellation. They try to make you guilty because, oh, you're a child of God. Yes, that's why I'm going to have it. Don't feel guilty anymore. You're supposed to have it. You're supposed to be blessed. Good God Almighty. Building prosperity expectation without being guilty, knowing that it is a covenant promise and gift.
Yes.
It is a covenant promise and gift. Don't be guilty no more. Say it, I'm blessed. Say it, I'm living in the overflow. Say it, I have more than enough. Say it, I'm able to help somebody else. I tried to get away with something one time. I was walked down in my neighborhood and I saw a lady. And I said, oh yeah, I'm gonna give $100, Lord. And I walked over to the $100, Lord, said, you buy a car. See, I thought, you know, I know something was going on, you know. So I heard I got the $100, because that, you know, that's a lot of money, $100, you know. God said, no, I bought it. Yes, she says, no, I want you to buy her a car.
Yes, sir.
I said, what? But it wasn't for, right. You remember that woman? That he said, I prepared that woman for that prophet to take care of you. That wasn't for the prophet.
Right. Yes, sir.
Who bearer kept the stuff coming to bear? Wasn't the prophet bearer.
Right. Yes, sir. Right.
So when God tell you to do something, it's for the person, but yet by the same token, it's more for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Wet the atmosphere. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise your holy name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Glory, glory, glory.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
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 Stir up the gift. That's what the Bible says. Stir up the gift. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to see some demonstration. Say it. Prosperity demonstration. Everywhere I go, they're waiting on me right now. Hallelujah. Say him now, I beseech thee, O Lord. O Lord, I beseech thee. Let me see prosperity when I get to heaven. Why y'all always talking about now faith? Why y'all ain't talking about now prosperity?
Yeah.
Say now prosperity.
Now prosperity.
You always talking about now faith?
Yeah.
We're not talking about, we're not talking about calculation or evaluation.
Yeah.
We're not talking about no time frame.
Thank you.
It could be instant, it could be immediately,
yeah.
It could be tomorrow, it could be next week.
Yeah.
But it can happen at any moment. I really don't remember when I left LAC.
Yes, sir.
All I looked for in LAC wasn't in the car no more.
Yeah.
He wasn't in my house no more.
Yeah. Praise God.
See, I was too busy looking for the will of God.
Yes, sir.
Some angels undoubtedly came run LAC out of my house.
Yeah.
Out of my life, out of my ministry.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care if you don't like it, I'm just gonna tell you how it is.
Yeah.
Send now prosperity. Send my demonstration now, Lord. Angels, make it happen. Now, y'all know I had a man one time in his prosperity revival, rolled up. I know healing is prosperity, but he had a word from God. He rolled up, the Lord said he's sending a healing. I said, sit down, we ain't talking about no healing right now. We're talking about money.
Money.
You always want to get us off this subject. You know, will make us more seem like we're more spiritual. But it's really stupid. God wants you to prosper.
Yeah.
This is a prosperity revival. This is about a money coming. It's about money. This is the covenant of wealth.
Yeah.
The covenant of prosperity.
Yeah.
The covenant of increase.
Yeah.
All on the covenant from Almighty God.
Yeah. That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, yes.
Yes, sir.
Right. Turn out. Let me give you another one. You got it? You got an expectation?
Yes, sir.
Let me read that one to you again. Building prosperity expectation without being guilty, knowing that it is a covenant promise and gift. Prosperity is a promise and a gift from God.
Amen.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
Now, get this next one. Prosperity is not only a promise, but it is in God's plan. Plans to prosper you.
Yeah.
Once you came into the family of God, if you can choke that religious mule that's been holding you back, God has planned, because you his child, to prosper you.
Yes, sir.
And I want to look at one of my favorite scriptures, Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV Bible. Jeremiah 29:11 in the NIV translation.
Yes, sir.
If you don't dance on this. And look, plain is plural.
Plain.
That's prophets right there.
Yes, sir.
Could have said plain, but it's plain.
Yes.
God got more than one plain.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
For I know the plain I have for you, declared the Lord.
Yeah.
Plain. Say plain, plural twice.
Yeah.
Plain to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope in a future.
Yes, sir.
Plans to prosper. Plan. Say, God has planned
to prosper me.
And I yield to it.
I
love that voice.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I preached that voice 23 years ago when it started. That's my voice there, man. I saw that. I said, that's plural. Plans to prosper me. And he's saying that if you're not prosper, you'll be in harm.
Yeah.
You won't have no hope.
Yeah.
You don't have no future in this world if you're not planning on being prosperous. This world gonna put its foot on you. The system gonna put its foot on you if you don't plan to be prosperous. Prosperity is a freedom from the hand of the enemy. I said prosperity is a freedom from the hand of the enemy.
Yes, sir.
The church been in the hand of the enemy too long.
Yeah.
It's time for God's children to go free in this area.
Yes,
just working every day, working all night, working.
Right.
Hurting and working.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Come on, learn who you are.
Yes, sir.
God's word trains you for prosperity demonstration. You know, we got to go to Joshua 1:8.
Yes, sir.
That voice trains you for prosperity. This book of the law should not depart from thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest prosper. Mayest observe to do all that is written in there, and then thou mayest prosper. Three M's in there, I know that. This book of the law should not depart out of thy mouth. Say it. But thou shalt meditate it. Day and day and night, that thou mayest observe. It's four of them. To do according to all that is written therein, for thou shalt make. It got four M's in there. Look at them. I want you to underline them M's in your Bible. Touch them. All four of those M's got something to say to you.
Yes, sir.
Your mouth, your heart, meditate.
Yes.
What the other one is?
Yes.
No, I got something before that.
May
observe. You can't observe it if you don't speak it.
Yes, sir.
And if you don't meditate it.
Right.
You leave here this week and just don't say prosper, say none of the stuff we say here. You got to keep saying it.
Yes, sir.
Then you got to sit down and meditate it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Then you got to observe it.
Yes, sir.
Then you make your way prosper.
Right. Yes, sir.
Oh my God. Again, Joshua 1:8, you can't have Joshua 1:8 without the encyclopedia, Psalm 1, 1 through 3.
Yes, sir.
Suppose I say in the spirit tonight, from this night forward, whatsoever you do shall prosper. Woo, I heard it. If you're ready to receive that, from this night forward, whatsoever you do shall prosper. And it may not look prosperous, but you tell it, stop lying to me.
Yes, sir.
Because the enemy are trying to send you something fake.
Yes, sir.
To keep you from saying it.
Right, sir. Yes, sir. Right.
To keep you from meditating it.
Yeah.
To keep you from doing it.
Yes, sir.
To keep you from making it.
Yeah.
Wow.
I heard something about Joshua 1:8. I never heard this before. I'll share it with you. Joshua 1:8 actually is cooking prosperity. With those four M's, it's a process of like cooking something. And you're bringing it up to a boil.
Yes, sir.
And you got to cook it till it get tender. And then you smell something. Then you invite somebody over. Let me show you what the Lord done for me. You got to tell it when it happened to you. But don't call somebody who knew how to celebrate. Don't call no haters. Don't even tell them that happened. Somebody you know, think like you, call them and say, I want to tell you what good thing the Lord has done for me. Get your new house and bring somebody over there who know how to shout. Don't bring a pot over there. Ooh, that room, that too big. You don't want to come to my house. Stay away from my house. We had a girl we was trying to hire, but she thought she was the president of the United States, the price she wanted. So we were showing around in the house, and she had a man with her, and she got to one side, she went to the guest chamber, and then she was going over the side to my master suite side, and they said, ooh wee. Then she, our prices all went up, you know. I don't like to let vendors come to my house.
Yes, sir.
I tell them I'll pick it up.
Yes, sir.
Man, come. I had a man when they see prosperity, and you're a church member. Man was going. Later. How much you want for to decorate the house? $1 million? What? $2 million? $1.5 million. When I thought, she said, yeah, I'll do it for $1.5 million. I said, yeah, you can get in your car. My wife did it. I think she did a better job. My wife. And then, now I got my granddaughter. My granddaughter's in that business now.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, my granddaughter's doing that. She went to college, but she's doing it right now. She's doing a good job.
Yes, sir.
And she work on that bookstore and stuff, you know. But when they see it, they can't handle it.
That's right.
You got to be in charge of it.
Yes, sir.
For him.
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? Don't take them crazy prices.
Right.
Yeah, they see what you're doing and they want to jack you up. Yeah. Oh, anybody know what I'm talking about? All right, let me try to close here. Prosperity, write it down. Sit down, right. Prosperity authority, prosperity anointing, and prosperity activation is already yours on the inside. I'm going to go over it again. Now, some of y'all sitting at the door looking, listen, the Lord is saying something to you. You're going to need to know this. Prosperity authority, prosperity anointing, and prosperity activation is already yours on the inside. Third John 2. Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. It's on the inside of you. The prosperity in there, the anointing in there, they are thought you have a right to be prosperous. Prosperity is going back to the Garden of Eden from the inside with many demonstrations on the outside.
Yes, sir.
because of what Jesus did at the cross.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
And at the grave.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the ascension.
Yes, sir.
And where Jesus is sitting right now.
Yes, sir, right now.
All that is backing me up that prosperity belonged to me.
Yes.
He who was rich became poor that I might become rich.
Yes.
He who was prosperous became poor that I might have prosperity.
Yes.
He who was abundant became poor that I might have abundance.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He who was wealthy became poor that I might be wealthy.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Yep. Yes, sir.
It's already paid for.
Right.
I don't only have eternal life.
Yes.
I have abundant life.
Come on now.
I come that you might have life, that you might have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
I'm not just singing song down here. I have to make a mark that no man can forget. Recognize that I'm living beyond myself. I got somebody else living through me. Somebody else walking in me. Somebody else talking in me. Somebody else thinking in me. Somebody bigger than any problem. Bigger than any situation. Bigger than any bill. Bigger than any blessing. Live on the inside of me. I don't know if anybody here with me.
Yes, sir.
I got somebody can make a mark that cannot be erased.
Yes.
He live on the inside of me.
Yes, sir.
I got a blood bank.
Yes.
I'm drawing from every day.
Yeah.
I got a blood bank on the inside of me.
Yeah.
And the blood, not only natural blood is flowing, but I got another blood on the inside of me. There's a supernatural blood on the inside of me that carries the will of God, carries the power of God, carries the presence of God, carries the goodness of God, carries the mercy of God, carrying the grace of God. You're not going to keep me broke. I know it's already paid for. I don't know if you don't want to go, but I'll go by myself. I've heard from heaven. I got them angels flying around right now. I got the clothes, children. I got them angels flying right now. Everybody under the sound of my voice, you in a brand new day. Have the fresh anointing flowing in this building right now. And it's at your house right now. And all of your affairs is in the hand of Almighty God. I wish I had somebody to shout hallelujah to me. Your breakthrough is in, you don't Baptist, you know. Your breakthrough is in this house tonight. You'll never be broke another day in your life. Here's why you're not going to be broke. I was in a supermarket just trying to buy some apples and oranges. And I heard God say when I got in the car, he said, what you said in that store? I said, well, Lord, I really didn't say anything. The man said, money really going. When I got the prefix of goes out, right here, I heard the word money coming. And when I said it a second time, and I said it a third time, I didn't know what was going on, but something broke loose on the inside. It looked like I got pregnant with prosperity. Pregnant with abundance. Pregnant with wealth. Pregnant with increase. And I inject it in you tonight. From this night forward, you're going to be pregnant with prosperity. So we just well pull right now. Money coming to me now. Get ready to shout. 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 Money coming to me now. At the third time, we got to shout. We got to shout. We got to shout up in here. Oh, my God. Oh, you're going to, let me tell you, mama, you're going to shout. Good boy. You're about to shout all your bills off. You're about to shout all your debt. Shout yourself in your dream house. You about to shout a debt-free ministry. You about to shout. We pull this time. The glory going to fall. The glory is falling. The glory is falling. The glory is falling. The glory is falling. There it is. Money coming to me now. Shout. You got to do something now. You know I ain't talking about no money. I don't play that. I'm trying to tell you something. I ain't coming to get money from you. I come to get money to you. You just listen. You don't have to never be worried in here. And none of my sons going to do that. None of my daughters going to do that. We ain't going to try to build you up and then tell you some numbers and all that crazy stuff. We don't play that.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to tell you something else.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to get you ready for all that money about to come to you. That's something you got to do.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, Isaiah 54. And write this down. Enlargement comes from the inside. Get ready for it tonight. In Isaiah 54:1.
Yeah.
Sing, O barren.
Yeah.
Thou that did not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud. Thou that did not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, say the Lord. Verse 2 is what I want you to see. Verse 2 and 3. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtain of thine habitations. Spare not. You see it? Lengthen thy cord, and strengthen thy stake. It's coming. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand. And on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentile and make the desolate city to be inhabited. Y'all better put them stakes down. Can't get all nervous now. You ain't got no bills. Plenty of money. You're blessed. You got to ask Lord who you want me to help. Write this down. From this night forward. Eden prosperity. Matthew 4:4, man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Drink in prosperity. New wine in your finances. Luke 5:37-39. You can't put an old bottle. You can't wear the same caliber of clothes when you get in another level. No tight, God don't want no tight water with no money. Go ahead and express me. I bless you. I make some changes. Don't be going everything for sale.
Yes, sir.
I'll be running up. I was running down the aisle one time in green light. What the hell am I doing running up down this line? I ain't had no money then, but I ain't running down no line for no green light. And they play them little game for your green light special. Y'all, some of y'all been there. I don't know if they do it anymore, but they put the light on you, run. Everybody run toward that. Shh. You'll come to the point where you can buy the store. And then tell them, y'all run. Thinking prosperous thought at all times.
Yes, sir.
What is Proverbs 23:7? What does it say? As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he.
Yes, sir.
That's it, 23:7, right?
Yes, sir.
Come on, preacher, y'all gotta help me.
Yes,
Thanks. So we're eating, we're drinking, and we're thinking.
Yes.
All the time. That's what's gonna draw it.
Yes, sir.
That's that magnet again.
Yes, sir.
And then the last one here is renewing your mind at all times to God's will and way for your prosperity.
Amen.
That's Romans 12:2.
Yes, sir.
I like the way that voice ends, you know. Romans 12:2, you ever? I like the way it ends. Be not you conformed, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove. Now look at these three stages here. Was that good?
Yes.
Acceptable?
Uh-huh.
And perfect will of God. I want you to do one more thing for me. Put some more music on, Montreal.
Oh, let it go. Let it go. One more time. I like to see you dance. Everybody.